friends, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Fort Worth Roots. Yes, episode 187. Thank you guys for joining us for this episode of the Fort Worth Roots Podcast. It is streaming on all of your favorite streaming services, Pandora, Spotify, Apple Podcast, and many others. You can simply Google Fort Worth Roots Podcast, and it will come up on a lot of different platforms. If you want to find us on social media, just type in Fort Worth Roots, and you can find videos for all of these episodes on YouTube. Stay tuned to the very end of the episode. We're going to give you some more information about upcoming events. One of them is the Live Music Festival. If you're on our social media, you're going to see us talking about this. We have a different band on a different stage starting this month in March and going all the way to September. At the end of this, in September, all the bands that played in the series will be on one stage at Pouring Glory, September 28th. And we do have a backup date. Last year we did this. It was so hot, people couldn't hardly stand it. So this year we have an alternate date. If September 28th is going to be too hot or rainy or anything, we're going to move it. But there's a lot of dates to choose from and a lot of really wonderful bands, so stay tuned to the end of the episode. I'll give you information on that, as well as the March 30th event going down at Pouring Glory with Maria from PG Southside Market. We also like to tell you about one of our sponsors up front at the beginning of the episode. Today, we want to tell you about Roofing Solutions by Darren Houck. You can go to roofingsolutionshouck.com. Their phone number is 817-882-6520. And just by mentioning the Fort Worth Roots Podcast, when you call them, they will give you 50% off a roofing tune-up. That's enough talking out of me. Let's jump right into this. Please give it up for our new friend, a man with an incredible life story and a studio. The name of the studio is Katos Creative, and we will have that information in the show notes for you. It's located here in Fort Worth, Texas, and you're going to find out here in a minute, but they have a lot of amazing things going on there. It's everything that an artist needs to hone in on their skill. But our guest today was at our September event with all of the studio's equipment, and they ran sound for us on our September event, and it was great. It was wonderful, and it really made the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Alan Joannis is here. Let's start the show. Anyway, so that's Casey Smith in a nutshell, and then he opens up McFly's back in 2020.
Okay.
The day they opened the place up was the same day that Fort Worth stipulated, due to COVID, we need these businesses
to... Don't even get me started on COVID regulations.
So that's the story of that place. Well, anyway, they today, Casey announced he was selling the place.
Okay.
Which is actually, I think, really beneficial to him. But it's better than seeing an awesome venue close.
Right.
So I think he's happy, and I know I'm happy that it's not just going to disappear into the ether like we've seen so many businesses do over the last, 2 years?
Yeah.
This year has been really rough.
It has.
The last 6 months.
It really has.
Yeah, the Post, Lola's, Twilight.
Right.
Bunch of good ones.
Yep.
Did you lose any recently?
Any business or
just any venues that you used to really appreciate or
most of those were ones we were working to book shows at.
Yeah.
And then they just went under.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Overnight.
Because we've been trying to hit all of the Fort Worth locations. So we've done several at the Cicada.
Yeah.
And so then it was just trying to make the rounds, and then there's just so many closing.
Just left and right, and with seemingly no warning.
Right.
So, it kind of puts you on edge. Like, oh, shit, who's next? Like, what's going on? How is this happening?
Yeah.
But, things are going to change, and you have to adapt to it. So, we'll see, what happens. But
it always comes down to revenue,
100%.
And so many of the places that I see, they're just 21 and up. And because the reliable revenue is the alcohol. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, when, things are really cooking along with live music, it's, having all age shows, you get youth rolling.
Yeah.
And buying tickets and all of that. And then that's when things really expand.
Yeah.
Because then it's not just about alcohol, it's about the music.
Well, and alcohol is
quickly losing its place in society. Like, people are not drinking. The younger age group.
Yeah.
From what I've been told, I don't know from experience, but apparently they're not subscribing to alcohol the way that we were whenever we were coming of age. You know, it's not having the same effect. So these venues that are relying on alcohol sales are dying off because kids are coming to the show, or the younger generation, I shouldn't call them kids.
Right.
And they'll pay the cover, but they're not going to drink.
Right.
They're not interested. So there goes your entire business plan.
Yep.
So people are going to have to adapt. Yeah. Sell some really good nachos.
Right.
Yeah.
Food, definitely. But then that's a whole, thing. Like, when you're wanting to run a venue, and then you have to rely on selling food to stay afloat, it's
complicates
tough.
Complicates things, yeah.
It's really
now
tough.
Now you need a kitchen.
Yeah,
now
exactly.
You gotta comply
whole
with those
different set of regulations.
Codes.
Yeah. And yeah, it's hard. It's really
hard. So tell me a little bit about your studio. You guys were nice enough to come out last September and run sound for us. You did it for free, and I can't stop thanking you enough for that.
That was a brutal hot day, wasn't it?
So,
oh, yeah.
I don't know if you saw the flyer that we just posted for the music series.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay, so at the very bottom in the fine print, it says, like, we have an alternate date. It's the following weekend.
Okay.
It says, last year was so silly hot, we're not doing it again. If it's going to be bad temperatures, we're moving it to, I think it was October 5th. But
okay.
Anyway, so it's the following weekend.
Okay.
And so everybody involved with the event is just going to have to be cool with the idea of, listen, if it's 105, we're not doing it. If it's triple digits, we're out.
Yeah.
Because it was 100 degrees last year, and it was miserable.
It was brutal.
It definitely was. It was absolutely miserable. And so we had vendors that were like, I'm sorry, I can't do it. And they, after, I think, about 2 o'clock, they were just gone.
Yeah.
They packed up. They left. And I didn't blame them.
Right.
It was terrible. Yeah. So this year, but anyway, I just wanted to say thank you. The sound was incredible. And I know that's only one portion of what you do with your studio.
Yeah.
But you guys knocked it out of the park, and thank you. So tell us a little more about what you do at your studio.
Well, the business is split into three parts. We have Katos Entertainment. So under that wing, we do talent buying, we'll book shows. We have our own record label where we've got artists signed to that we're producing music with. And so it's basically a space for creation. And then we also have our services, Katos Creative Services. So with that, we have our own recording studio, and then we do photography, videography, graphic design, and web design.
Everything a musician needs in one spot.
Everything a musician needs is all in one spot. And but we don't limit it to just that. Like, we've designed websites for several tactical companies. So, like, one company found me and had me build their website, and then they told their friend. Next thing you know, we're designing a whole bunch of tactical websites, and we do a lot of senior portraits for photo and event photography. Do the same thing for video. It's really anything anybody needs for video. We're very modular.
Yeah.
So we do all of that for our services. Then we have an academy where we teach all of the things we offer in our services, plus music, voice, guitar, piano, drums, bass, ukulele. So we have group lessons for all the music stuff and private lessons. And then we have just private lessons for anything digital media. I've got several private students right now for music production. I've got a photography student. So it's really anything that we offer, we'll also teach you how to do it. Sometimes we get combined things where someone, they want to learn how to do it themselves so they can do it, one of their own projects, but they don't know how, so they will pay us to teach them how so they can then get up and running doing it themselves. So we do that too. So it's really, you know, teach people and then help other people do it and then do it ourselves. You know, our academy, our services, and the entertainment division.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
That's so much.
It's a lot. And really, honestly, right now is pretty much just me. And then I hire people to help me. And so right now, I've got two part-time people helping teach in the academy. And then if I do a video project, I've got a couple of subcontractors that I pull in to help do the shooting, and then I'll do all the editing. And So I've done what I've had to do to survive the pandemic.
Yeah.
I mean, it was brutal, and we're still not out of the woods.
Right.
Like, I mean, we're fighting for survival every month.
Yeah.
And so, but I love it. I love it. Like, when I started the company back in 2014, I was looking for something that would let me to do all of those things. And normally, you have to choose one of those.
Right, specialize in one field.
You can be a performer, or you can be a service provider, or you can be a teacher. And I don't know how, you know, the American society, as innovative as it's been for history, how we've become so limiting in saying you have to specialize. Because it used to be that, you know, a very desirable term for someone to describe you as would be a Renaissance man.
Somebody that can do anything.
Yeah, like Vincent Van Gogh and, you know, Leonardo da Vinci and all these people that were artists while also inventors and mathematicians. And, like, they were just well-rounded and really good at all of them. And so now it's
we just want you to do one thing.
Yeah,
do one thing. Be kind of good at it.
Yeah, exactly.
And not too good. We don't want you splitting off and doing it by yourself. We want you to work for this company.
Exactly. We got to do it here. And then if you do another one, there's no way you can really be good at both of those. So this is the one you got to tell people you do, because that one's just a hobby.
Yeah.
Which isn't true. Like, I know a lot of people that are really good at a whole bunch of different things. And So,
I love that. That's a really good point. That's an excellent point.
Yeah. It is. It's, well, and when you're talking, especially in the creative world, ultimately the result is all that matters. Mm-hmm. You know, you even take music, for example. When you get into talking about music, you've got people who say, you've got to know how to read sheet music. And then there's other people who say, I've never had to need to read sheet music. And those are all semantic arguments, right? Ultimately, it's the finished product that matters. Mm-hmm. If someone can pick up the guitar and kill on it, no one cares if you can read music or not read music.
Right.
If you can get on stage and entertain people, they don't care.
Some of our greatest musicians didn't,
Didn't read, and so, sheet music. But then the people who can, there's avenues available to you because you can read.
Right.
And, you know, it's the end product. And if you become someone who's focused on an end product, you can get into a whole bunch of different disciplines and realize, you know, photography and videography, for example, are very different, but they're also very similar.
Yeah.
And if you understand, you know, the similarities and the differences, and you're really just focused on how to get to the best end product, mm-hmm. how you get there is less relevant.
Well, they're both using Adobe, right?
Yeah, right. There you go.
So there's the big tie-in.
Yeah. Man,
if you can master Adobe Suite, then it's half the battle.
For sure. it's creativity is creativity.
So, and, I mean, with everything that you got cooking right now, we got to go back into your past a little bit. So you started the studio in 2014?
2014, yeah.
Okay. So where are you from?
Born in Virginia.
Okay.
So I split my childhood between Virginia and Massachusetts.
What part of Virginia?
Roanoke.
So
that's central Virginia.
I spent a little bit of time in, I think it was Hamilton. It's south east of, is it Richmond? Is that the capital?
Yeah, Richmond's the capital.
And the main highway that leads to the coast and terminates there at Virginia Beach.
Okay.
Whatever highway that is.
So you're between Virginia Beach and
Haltom or Hamilton or something like that.
Okay.
There's a military base there.
Okay.
And I was there for 6 months. And I had so much fun. I'd kayak the river.
Oh, yeah.
And you could do that just about any time you wanted to. And then there was a little town in between Vaw Beach and the base that we were at, Tilted Kilt. And it was my favorite place to go. The food was great. The drinks were good. And the servers wore outfits.
Yeah.
So that was our spot.
I spent a lot of time at Virginia Beach, man.
Beautiful.
Love Virginia Beach. I would get in the car and go every weekend for a couple
years. That's what we were doing.
It was just nonstop.
So beautiful. Yeah. And they'd rake it every morning. You'd see the tractors out there at 5 a.m. raking the beach.
Oh, yeah.
And just pristine. I've never seen a beach that nice since. I've been to a lot of beaches, but beautiful.
That's cool.
So kind of grew up in that area.
Yeah. So my dad was from Massachusetts, and we ended up when he had a son from a first marriage.
Okay.
So when I was in second grade, we ended up moving up there. He was trying to get custody of his first son.
Okay.
And we ended up there for a while. And it was in Blackstone, Massachusetts. So right across the border from Providence, Rhode Island. So, I hate the cold. I hate cold weather. And
I hope you love the heat here.
I do, actually. Like, I give me 100-degree heat any day over cold. I cannot do cold. It just, I hate it. And but in Virginia, it gets pretty cold in the mountains where we were living.
I saw snow in the 6 months I was there.
Yeah, so it's, when I come here and I came down here to go to University of North Texas for music. Okay. So I studied music at University of North Texas and at James Madison in Virginia and Radford in Virginia. So I studied all three places and did, digital media studies as well as all the music, everything doing with music. And interned at recording studios and did all of that. But
stories out of that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Met some great people?
Oh, yeah. Some really cool people. I think one of my, biggest influences is when I was going to James Madison, one of the guys that I worked with was named Robert W. Smith. Mm-hmm. He recently just passed away. But he was the assistant band director. And he was a former producer at Warner Brothers.
Okay.
And so he was the one who had signed Prince and got him on at Warner Brothers and all of that. So he ended up building out a whole career in the education music world where he became a prolific concert band composer.
Nice.
But he was very influential on me. He was a lot of times in the education world, education and live performance get separated. And they're like two different worlds.
Yeah.
And he was the first person that just kind of merged them for me. And that was really cool. That was huge influence on me. And it got me into, thinking like an educator, but operating like a professional musician. And you just don't find that very often.
I got to catch you and your son on stage at Cicada.
Oh, yeah. I saw you there briefly.
What was that, a month ago?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Sometime in January.
That was a fun night.
Yeah.
You guys did great up there.
That was his debut show.
Forgot about that. Yeah.
That was his debut show. And he was so mad he forgot lyrics in the first couple songs. And then once he got rolling after that, he did
his,
well.
You know, you wouldn't have thought he was having a rough night, though. His energy was out of 10. He was, he was up there getting.
That's his thing. And we've got his first single is now recorded and. The mix is almost done, so it's about to release. And then we just finished writing the second one. So he's pretty excited about it. So he isn't sold on his stage name yet. He's still playing around with his stage name. Yeah. So, so that should drop sometime here the first half of the year.
Very cool.
And, yeah.
Got any other gigs lined up?
Not yet. So he's like, Dad, I don't want to book another one until I got my stage name for sure. And so I'm like, all right, dude. So, yeah. And he's so creative. He's so creative.
Yeah.
And he's actually one of the people that I, hire as a subcontractor for videography. He's a great videographer.
Very good.
The shots that he captures and everything. Like he spent his whole childhood basically, when I need help. Hey, Will, help me with this. Hey, Will, help me with this. And so he's gained all of this experience and skills. And
by force. So you forced him.
Yeah.
Against his will.
When it came time, he wanted to actually work at the studio. Mm-hmm. Well, I couldn't get him to show up on time.
Ah.
And there were days where, Dad, I don't feel like coming in. And I'm like, all right, man, I guess this isn't going to work. So, he does is subcontract work.
Yeah.
And so he just got a job working as a cashier at Kroger.
Okay.
And so he's having to show up on time. He's having to work with the manager and all of this. So I'm hoping that just that experience of getting some real work experience and seeing that I wasn't being unreasonable and expecting you to show up.
That's just how things are.
And so he's homeschooled. Like we homeschooled him. And so
that's awesome.
So it's been a interesting. I mean, he's just so creative and his standards are super high too for himself. Like everything he does. And so it's really cool. It's really cool.
So when you came to UNT, is that whenever you moved to Texas?
No, I came down to UNT in the late 90s.
Okay.
So, and I did a couple years there and then moved back to Virginia. So I started at James Madison in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Did that for a couple years, took a couple years off, moved down here, did a couple years at North Texas, then moved back to Virginia. Ended up meeting my wife, Sandy.
In Virginia. Okay.
Yeah, so.
I met Sandy, wonderful lady.
Yeah, she's incredible. Like, we could do the whole podcast on her. But, so.
Bring her next time.
Yeah, I'll have to do that for sure. She, so we got married, and then I've decided to finish my degree. And so I finished up at Radford University.
Okay.
Which is, it's near Virginia Tech. So Blacksburg, Virginia, in that area. And so I finished up there, became a band director. You know, I was thinking, all right, I'm going to be a family man now. And so I decided to get, you know, because we wanted to have kids. And so I became a high school band director, and I hated it with a passion. Oh, I did 1 year, and I was the band director for the middle school and the high school, and it was...
I don't know how anybody does it.
It's brutal. It's absolutely brutal.
I remember how I was as a kid, but I also remember how everybody else around me was.
Yeah, it's,
I don't know how anybody does it.
It's my respect for people that are good at it and like it
and can maintain
is so different than it was before.
Yeah.
So I did that for 1 year, and you know, Sandy had never been farther west than Nashville at that point. And so she asked me, so, well, I mean, like, cause it was hard being the only bander. I had 360 kids at the middle school, another 100 some at the high school. And it was only me, one person, which that's not normal down here. Down here, you got that many students, you're having 4 and 5 band directors.
Sure.
And so she asked me, you know, cause I had dropped the complaint left and right, you know, about, you know, having to do it all myself. And she says, well, is there any place you can go where you can, you know,
get some support?
Yeah. Where you can be
work with a better
team of band directors. Yeah. And I says, well, there's only a couple of places. I said, there's Indianapolis. I'm not interested in the cold. Nope. Not going there. There's, Cobb County, Georgia, you know, the North Atlanta area. There's a lot of amazing band programs there. Not interested in that type of heat. Atlanta is a different type of heat than Texas.
Right?
It is really way different. So I didn't really want that. And she says, well, where else? I says, well, Texas. Pretty much anywhere in Texas.
Did she drop whatever she was holding?
And no, she was actually super supportive. And so we started interviewing for jobs. And so I took a job as a band director in San Antonio.
Ooh.
So we moved to San Antonio, and my son Will was born that year in San Antonio, and I was at Ronald Reagan High School in North San Antonio. And
how long did y'all last there?
1 year. That was it, man. Like, so at the end of that year, I was like, the band director thing is not for me. It is not for me. Like, and you know, I went from a program with no money whatsoever in a really poor community to literally the opposite. Like that community, you know, North San Antonio, lots of money. I mean, a couple of the Spurs players' kids were in the band.
Shit, wow.
The band booster president was the owner of VP Racing Fuels. You know, like, it's a lot of money in that community. And the budget for the band was huge, and they were competing at BOA Grand Nationals. And, you know, we finished second that year at BOA Grand Nationals. And so it was a whole different world.
Yeah.
But even then, like, that's not what I was, it's not necessarily competition that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
I'm just interested in excellence and working with amazing people.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think the public school system is set up for that. It's just excellence is it's a very different definition of excellence that I seek.
Yeah. You're not trying to check a box on a federal test score.
Right, exactly. And, you know, trying to just simply be with amazing people and create the highest level thing you can create. And then once you finish that, do it again. You know, that's really how I function the best. And so after that 1 year, I got out of there. We stayed in San Antonio, but I started a company, the Joannis Creative Group. And I started a little music publishing company with it. And so I did that from, I guess that would be 2004, fall of 2004, until 2008 or so. So we did it in San Antonio for a couple of years. I brought on a business partner. And so after a couple of years of that, I had a couple of people that lived up here that I wanted to work with. Mm-hmm. And they were born in Everman. And they've lived here their whole life. They were rooted in Everman.
They knew people.
Yeah. And so, and I had been flying up here every weekend. I was doing a winter drumline with those guys. And I was the designer and doing all of that. And I really liked working with them. I had marched drum and bugle corps with those guys. Brandon and Brady White. Really amazing guys. Just incredible. So we started a company up here. We changed the name of the company to JW3. So Joannis and three whites. So as the dad got involved also. And so did that. And the house we live in right now, we actually rented that house because the front space was big enough for us to put an office in.
Now, this change is happening in 2008?
Yeah. So this is 2006 that we moved up here.
Okay.
So
we mentioned 2008, and that's whenever we had that really bad stock market.
Yep. Incident. Bingo. Now you're getting where we're headed with everything. So from 2006 to 2008, 2009-ish, we ran that company up here in this area.
Okay.
And then when everything crashed, all our business just went poof.
It's bad, man.
Gone.
I think a lot of people that had money invested in anything lost about two-thirds of what they had.
Yeah, so that business went under, and so I had to go back to being a band director. And
it's not in San Antonio.
Not in San Antonio. Okay. It was in Burleson.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
So for 2 years, I was a band director in Burleson. So did that for 2 years while still doing all of this other music stuff that I do. But that was like how I was making money. Mm-hmm. And so, the end of those 2 years, I told my wife, I can't do this anymore. I can't do this. And the commute was when 35 was under all that construction.
Shit, it's still under construction.
But not like it was then.
And this is 2009?
This is, 2009-2010.
Yeah.
So to go from where I live in North Fort Worth, straight down 35, it was like a two-hour commute.
Damn.
When it should have only been 25 minutes, you know? Like, so I told her, I says, hey, I got to find something closer. Or something. Yeah. But the band directors I was working with, the reason I took that job is I had designed their band show for several years. And they were great people. And that's the thing for me is if I really like the people I'm working with, I can put up with anything.
Yeah.
You know, it really just comes down to, do you enjoy the people that you got to spend time with? And I really, really liked them a lot. And so that made those 2 years work. And so my wife and I decided I was going to do a third year. And I went in the next day, and my assistant principal told me my position is being eliminated. And
oh, my God.
So my response was, yes! And then I had to pause and go, wait, that means I'm out of a job. Dang. So it was at that point that I started this thing that I'm doing now. So that was 20, you know, it took a couple years for me to get it off the ground.
Sure.
So we, for a couple years, I just did private music lessons out of my house.
Okay.
You know, did a whole bunch of, you know, freelance creative work for a bunch of different things while I was laying the groundwork for everything. And then June of 2014 is when the LLC was formed for Katos Creative.
Beautiful.
And then in 2015 is when we moved into the building we're in now.
Okay.
So we've been there since 2015.
For some reason, and maybe you can shed some light on this, when we met at the September event, we might have met before that, but I feel like that's when we met. Was
it? I think it was at the September event is when we met.
I had the impression that you guys had just gotten started, and I don't know why I had that.
Well,
it wasn't because of your performance or anything.
Slim and Itchy Richie had just gotten started there.
Maybe that's it.
Like their involvement.
Okay.
at Katos had just gotten started, a little before that.
So I'm going to pull up the flyer. I stayed up till 11:30 last night making this thing. And it's the music festival that I've been talking about, and I've been promising people dates and locations for the past 2 months. And you know how it is, trying to coordinate.
It is. It's tough.
Well, I was coordinating with multiple locations and lots of musicians, and we just got this done.
Cool.
It's about a month and a half too late, but we did it. So I'm going to read off the Live Music Festival, which is the name we're going with now.
Yeah.
For now. But the idea is we're going to have a different musician on a different stage starting here in March, and then every month after that. And in September, every one of the musicians that played in our series will be on one stage at Pouring Glory.
Cool.
So fun little idea that we've been cooking on for a while, and we're going to do it. So performances by The Gray at Pouring Glory, March 30th.
I haven't met The Gray yet.
You're going to enjoy that.
Yeah.
You know, your son reminds me a lot of Max Cusin, who's the... Shit, he was there that night.
Was he?
Yes.
Okay.
He played on the same stage with you and your son.
Oh, who did he play for?
The Gray. Yeah. Am I wrong? I'm almost positive they were there that night.
Now, that night was... my son opened, then it was Slim, and then Itchy Richie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I caught them the night before or something. Anyway, just saw them play on that stage. But, yeah, your son, you know, younger guy, killing it. Just, you know, very rock.
Yeah.
Him and Max would get along very well. So The Gray at Pouring Glory, March 30th, noon to 4. That's going to be the kickoff of the music festival, but it's also the... PG Streetside Market. Lots of vendors are going to be out there, and Maria, the one that puts that on, is going to be orchestrating the entire event. The only thing we're going to have any control over is the stage. Itchy Richie out at Camp Carter, which is down the street from our studio here.
Cool.
Camp Carter, are you familiar with this?
I've been by there,
330 acres. I mean, it's amazing. They've got ponds out there for kayaking. They got rock wall zip lines, horseback riding, archery. It's ridiculous. Cool. So we take over it for one day. We do the River Oak Spring Fest car show. I want to say last year they had like 800 classic cars, 90 vendors, 4 or 5 food trucks. It's great.
Nice.
It's free. It's open to the public.
That's cool.
And Itchy Richie's going to be there for that April 27th. Jay Bird's at Augie Sunset Cafe and Marina. It's on Eagle Mountain Lake.
Okay, cool.
Love that spot. It's very divey, but they have a huge stage.
Cool.
And we had entertained the idea of a couple other locations out there on the lake, but there's only a few like really good venues on Eagle Mountain.
Yeah.
And this one, after I got out there and started talking to these folks, I'm like, this is great. This is going to be excellent. So, big old stage. It's going to be fun. That is June 29th, 7 to 10. Late to the Station out at Panther Island Brewing.
Nice.
July 20th, 6 to 9. I did that a little earlier because Panther Island seems like the place where you would do it just a little bit earlier. So, instead of the 7 to 10 spot, we did the 6 to 9. And then we got the Spectacle at the Cicada, August 4th, 7 to 10. And then, now that one might be changing. There's going to be some updates to this. This is first draft.
Sure.
And actually, I got a message from Dustin Snyder, the orchestrator for the Spectacle, and he was telling me, hey, I sent you a message. You shouldn't have posted that. But anyway, so we're probably going to change up the date on that one there with the Spectacle, but they will be in the series. And then all bands on stage at Pouring Glory, September 28th, 5 p.m. to 10. And this is our big event. We've done this. It's our third year. I think it's our third year. That sounds right.
Okay.
And the entire series is supposed to kind of promote this thing. So I'm hoping we have a blowout this year. First year we did it, we had a great turnout. Second year we did it, you were there for that, and it was just, it was so hot.
Yeah. At the
it
end
was
of that.
Unbelievable.
Your prior Slim Pickens, he was like, oh, I'm so sorry, man.
I was apologizing to everybody, too. I mean, we were all just passing out apologies. Like, but we made it. No one died.
We did.
It gets pretty brutal out there. And I was there sun up to sundown. Megan was there sun up to sundown. I think Maria from the PG Southside Market was there. You were there, I think, the entire time. You and your wife, right?
Your
wife didn't make it out.
It was my assistant at the time.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So the September 28th event says, in an effort to support local business and provide additional stages for our local musicians, the Fort Worth Roots podcast has created the Live Music Festival. Can you make it? ? If anybody has any input on changing the logo I made, let me know, because I'm about to print these out in mass and put them in every window at every business around Fort Worth. There's no cover. Come out and have some fun. If you need more information or you'd like to sponsor this event, you can email us at media@fortworthroots.com. Our alternate date for final event is October 5th. If the weather sucks, we're doing it then. Last year was silly hot. We're not doing that again. So, anyway, that's that whole thing in a nutshell. Yeah. I'm really excited. I'm also apprehensive with anxiety, because anytime you do something like this, you want it to go well.
Yeah.
So, here we go.
It's always tricky. You just get it out there and then roll with the punches as they happen.
Now, are you still interested in doing sound for this?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay.
Not on a brutal hot day like that.
I would
do it anyway.
I swear to God, yeah. We're not doing it. And most of these locations are, if they either have an indoor, it's indoor already, or they have an indoor option. So Pouring Glory in March, that's, weather's not going to be an issue, probably.
Yeah.
Camp Carter, April 27th. We've always had just wonderful weather out there.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing that being an issue. Jaybird's Augie Sunset Cafe, it's closed off, and they've got the porta coolers and things like that. It's all under shade, so that shouldn't be an issue. It is on the lake. I do expect it to be a little warmer. Late to the Station at Panther Island, that's all in AC.
Yeah.
The Spectacle, that's at Cicada, and that's indoors with kick-ass AC. So I think we're good.
Yeah, that all sounds good. Okay. I've met all of those groups except the Spectacle and the Gray. I haven't met them.
Yeah.
The Jaybirds, I'm actually working sound for them for their Amplify 817 event.
When is that?
It's in April sometime. They're at Summer Glen Elementary.
Okay. Well, Jaybirds, so, yeah. Let me know. We got to make sure
they're so good. Jaybirds.
I love them.
Yeah. The band is incredible. Their duo thing is really good.
The odds of me not having one of the Jaybird shirts on right now is like 9 out of 10, I guess, would be the odds that I'm not wearing one of their shirts. It's in the lineup.
Yeah.
And I've got two Jaybird shirts. So I'm almost always sponsoring the Jaybirds.
Yeah, they're fun. I really enjoy them. They came and shot some video at the studio.
Yeah.
And so
I'm very grateful that they're going to be part of the series. I'm grateful for everybody, but they almost could not make it. They had a full schedule.
Right.
So, and at the last minute, they're like, nope, we're doing it. So I'm like, thank you. I actually tried to talk them out of it. I'm like, please don't let me guilt you into this. Like, if you're busy, I understand. You're not going to hurt my feelings. And they're like, we're doing it.
So, yeah. As our artists really start getting rolling and off the ground, I look forward to you seeing some of those. You saw my son.
Yeah.
We've got a girl, Katie Kane. Mm-hmm. Her first single is about to drop.
Was she is it Tom Arnold?
The last show she did was in at the Cicada, actually.
I always mess up this guy's name, but he does the Tuesday Mixer.
Yes. Yep.
Was she at that?
She was at, what was that place? Yeah, it was the...
Martin House Brewing.
Yeah, Martin House Brewing, yep.
And that's the first Tuesday of every month here in Fort Worth. Is it Tom Martin or Tom Arnold? I think
it's Martin.
That sounds right to me, too.
Or is it Martin's? I don't know if it's Martin or Martin's.
It's Martin, I think. Yeah.
But, yeah, so she was there, and so was Sydney Golden, one of the other girls signed to our label.
She sounded great.
Yeah, they're both just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And so we've got a bunch of stuff rolling with the two of them. And then, like, Slim Pickens, he's... signed to a development deal with us.
Okay.
So
what does that do?
What that is it's basically, he's an independent musician, that you know, independent musicians are just on an island. And most
screaming out a window.
Yeah. Most artists have, you know, they're good at one thing, but you have to be good at a whole bunch of things to really get your thing off the ground. So yeah. It's, so signed to that deal, it's a 1-year deal that then auto renews. And then he just pays a flat rate every month. And then we give him tons of training. So music training, we also do tons of business training. You know, get him set up with all of the ASCAP and BMI and all of the back end stuff of how you collect royalties and where does it all come from? What places, you know, the MLC, collecting your mechanical royalties and getting all of that set up. So we provide a lot of education, you know, based on all of that, and then help him build out his live show, and, you know, take that to the next level. Right now we're working real hard with him on getting his band to sound a lot tighter. And so it's really, you know, that will help him with photography, any videos that he needs to get shot and things, different things like that.
It's awesome.
So, and then it's just a revenue generating thing for us. And so he's able to stay completely independent, but he gets assistance.
All that help.
He's not having to do it alone.
Well, I'd completely forgotten about this until you started talking about Slim, but we were at Cicada watching him perform.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to name drop this guy because I don't know if he would want me telling everybody that he said this, but we're standing there and we're watching Slim play and he leans over and he goes, "Man, he's got a lot better."
Yeah.
And now we know why.
That's the thing. Yeah. I mean, he's every week he's in my studio and we're working him.
And I agree. And Slim has gotten,
he's come a long way.
I think he's doing great.
Well, one of the things I told him when he first came and, you know, auditioned to get in one of those things set up with us was, I was like, look, I think the thing that holds so many people back is they don't want to get out there until they're good.
Yeah.
You know, I know tons of people that toiled away for several years and then never did anything. And I'm like, just go.
Yeah.
Just get it out there. And yeah. Get better while you're doing it. And I says, but I also know a lot of people that had no fear, got it out there, and then they don't get any better. They just stay like that.
So there's a,
and yeah, so
give
it's
and take there.
Yeah, really. So the thing I can say about Slim is he's worked his tail off and he gets better every month. And, you know, he's working really hard and he's serious about it.
Yeah.
And so he's trying to do something with it. And so from 2 years ago to now, it's night and day how much stronger he's gotten.
Yeah.
His songwriting's gotten stronger, so we've helped with songwriting. He recorded his EP at our studio, too. So
I think I met him at the very beginning of his musical journey. I think the place was called The Yard. It was right behind Magnolia Motor Lounge's original location. And Joe Savage was doing a mixer. He was doing a kind of an open mic thing. And I already knew Richard Keller. I think he was on one of the original 10 episodes that we did. So I already knew Richard, and here comes this guy, Slim. One of the nicest people I've ever met in my life.
He's
just
incredible.
A good guy.
He is. He really is a good guy.
But I think at the time he was kind of, well, I play, but you know, I'm just kind of getting started kind of deal. But
right.
So I've gotten to see him through all the stages, and he's doing great.
He is.
So
he's doing very well.
Whatever you're doing at the studio, it's working.
Good. I'm glad people are noticing. Like, because we've seen it. I mean, he's definitely come a long way. And a guy we just hired at the studio, his name's Lee DeRosa. That's his stage name. His name's Henry Martinez, but his stage name's Lee DeRosa. So he plays guitar for a lot of people, but he's now my main other teacher at our music academy.
Oh, cool.
So he teaches guitar, piano, and drums, but guitar is his main instrument. And so he started playing the last couple shows with Slim Pickens.
Oh, nice.
Playing lead electric. And okay. He played that night.
Did he? Okay.
At the Cicada.
Okay.
And that was his first show with Slim. Nice. So, you know, it was like, hey, you know, one of the other artists is on a development deal with us, Kimmy Coy. We've been working her set pretty hard. It's rock country, and Lee's playing guitar for her. And you know, we were rehearsing and Slim was coming in, getting ready to do his rehearsal after we finished. And afterwards, he said, who was he? You think I could get him to play for me? And I was like, I bet Lee would play for you, man. So nice. That's how that whole thing rolled. And
well, that's a good thing about a studio. I mean, you're one way or another, you're going to be rubbing shoulders with other people that are in the same world as you.
Right.
So you find opportunities to collaborate and work together and learn from each other. And that's important.
Yeah, so. It is. Yeah. Kimmy, so Lee was playing lead electric for Kimmy. I play acoustic and sing backup for her.
And drums.
So, and
is
then
there
for my son, I play.
You don't play?
Nah, I play everything. I play it all. So I basically play, you know, when you're trying to hire musicians, one, it's expensive.
Yeah.
And especially as a producer, too, being able to play all the instruments makes it a whole lot easier for me to produce economically.
Yeah.
Because if I can just lay down the guitar parts or, you know, lay down the keys parts or the drum parts or whatever's needed, I can pass that savings on to the people that are hiring me to produce their album.
Nice.
So that helps a lot. But then it also, if we're doing a live show and, you know, there's a drummer, former student of mine that's now a colleague, AC Capers.
Okay.
He plays drums for King Booty Disco.
Okay.
Right? You know those guys?
I probably should.
Yeah, they're great. They're great. And he plays for it's five or six different bands. And he just drums nonstop.
Uh-huh.
So I was hoping he was going to be available that night to play for my son so I didn't have to play.
Yeah.
And so, but it's one of those things where it's like, okay, we got a show coming. Who can I book? I try to get whoever I can get. And then if there's a hole that needs to be filled, I fill that hole.
Yeah.
And so
it was really cool to see you up there. Y'all did a great job, and I hope your son understands how special that is.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. My wife really liked seeing us both playing together.
Yeah,
my wife really liked that a lot. Yeah, I enjoyed it. He's great. Like, his stuff is so intellectually emotional. Like, it's normally those two. You've got very emotional artists and you got very intellectual artists. He just blends those two. Like, every song he chooses, if you listen to the story, you're like, whoa, that's really like deep and there's so much in there. But then he's so energetic and emotional with it and just in your face.
And he's 19, 20?
Just turned 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Young.
Yeah. So. I know. Just getting started.
It's fun.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun.
Alan, thank you so much, man.
Absolutely, for sure.
You're one of those people that whenever somebody asks me, you know, what got you into podcasting, why do you keep doing it? It's the connections I make, the people that I get to kind of run with on the side. That's why I do the show. But you're an excellent
that's
person,
awesome.
And I'm very glad that we got connected.
Me too. Very glad.
Your story's great. I already knew you were a good guy, but I'm excited to see what you got coming up next and other projects that you're going to be working on at the studio. And
absolutely.
Tell people where to find you.
We're on North Tarrant Parkway between 35 and 377. So there's we're right next to Slim Chickens. There's a little restaurant right there. We're right next to that. Well, we're just down the street from Academy Sports and Goods.
Y'all got all the food options up there.
Yeah, there's tons of food options.
All the chains.
Up there. Yeah,
all the good
everything's
ones.
Up there. And it's a good little location. Just barely in Fort Worth. If we go any farther north, then we're into Keller.
I was about to say that must be Keller.
Yeah, so we're in Fort Worth, but it's the top edge.
Website?
KetosCreative.com. Okay. KETOS.
That will be in the show notes. Y'all didn't have to write that down.
Any project, it's pretty much, I just look for people that I think I would enjoy working with. And the project really doesn't matter. It could be a video project. It can be a recording project. Build a website. It's really, I've chosen to feed myself by helping people.
A Renaissance man.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else for our listeners?
That's it, man.
Guys, gals, thank y'all for listening, and we will see you next week. All right, Alan, thank you for being here at the Fort Worth Roots Podcast Studio. It was a great episode, and I feel like I robbed everybody a little bit. We continued the conversation afterwards. The guy's amazing. He's had such an incredible life story that we didn't cover all of it. So I need to get him back in the studio. Alan, just whenever you're ready, come on back. And thank you. Thank you for your time. You guys check out KTOS Creative, and I'll make sure that's in the show notes so that you know exactly where to go. Didn't have to write any of that information down. All right, let's talk about this event, Live Music Festival. We actually got an email from a local business today wanting to get involved with this, and I've gotten a lot of really positive feedback, and I'm getting really excited about this. In an effort to support local businesses and provide additional stages for our local musicians, the Fort Worth Roots Podcast has created the Live Music Festival. I might change the name. I don't know. But we want to know if you can make it. These dates. Let's talk about these dates. The Gray on stage at Pouring Glory, March 30th, noon to 4 p.m. Whole thing starts off about, I think, 11 o'clock. That is with Maria, and she just did an episode with us. You can look a couple of episodes back, a couple of weeks ago. And we talk about PG Streetside Market, and it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of interesting vendors there, a lot of handmade goods, live music, great food, beer on tap, and they shut the street down around Pouring Glory. So if you've been out to Pouring Glory and you're like, oh, that place it's got a big patio, but I don't know if it's enough space for an event like that. Well, they shut down the street, and I think it's like 35 to 40 vendors on the street, and then they got some inside. Trust me, it's nice. It's a good time, and it's going to be wonderful weather March 30th. I think 11 to 4 p.m. I put noon to 4 p.m. for the Gray, but just get there when you can get there. Itchy Richie and the Burning Sensation at Camp Carter, April 27th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Itchy's probably going to go on around noon. We'll see. But Camp Carter is out here kind of in the middle of Fort Worth. It's really weird because it's sitting on 300 and something acres, and you're in the middle of Fort Worth, but you can't tell when you're out there. There's no buildings, no skyscrapers, no traffic noise. You're just in this amazing oasis in the middle of the city. That alone is a reason to come out there if you haven't seen it, but they're going to have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of classic cars, lots of vendors, food trucks, rock climbing, zip lining, horseback riding, kayaking. It's going to be, this is the biggest event we do, probably. Well, definitely this year, and definitely the last 2 years. So come check this out. Camp Carter, April 27th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Traumatics at McFly's Pub, May 25th, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. That's going to be a blast. Good stage inside, wonderful stage outside. We've got options. So it'll probably be outside, but if for whatever reason we decide that the weather is not accommodating, we can always move it inside. If y'all have not been out to McFly's, it is a 1980s Back to the Future themed bar, pub. And Casey Smith did a lot of really awesome things with this. If you listen to the beginning of the episode, I told you guys that Casey Smith has just recently passed the torch on to another owner. So somebody else is taking over the place, but it sounds like for now the idea is to maintain the vibe, keep McFly's Pub the way it always has been, the same way that we love and enjoy it. Something that we will talk about in next week's episode when I sit down with Casey Smith and some friends is the amazing, iconic draw that this place has. There are people literally from Buckingham, I think, is that right, Buckingham? Anyway, England, other side of the ocean. People come here from overseas to check out this bar. How cool is that? Anyway, if you haven't checked it out, you don't have to wait till May 25th, but if you do come on May 25th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., we got the Traumatics for you. And if you haven't caught the Traumatics, that's something you can't live without. You need to see these guys. They're amazing. I think everybody in the band is either a surgeon, a doctor, or something like that. But the lead, Mr. Traumatic, Dr. Trome, he's a hand surgeon. A very well-known, very whatever. People know this guy. He's amazing. The Traumatics, McFly's Pub, May 25th. Come check it out. Jay Bird's at Augie's Sunset Cafe and Marina. Listen, I was tired of waiting, so I went ahead and I printed up some flyers. But I didn't actually know that we had the green light at Augie's until about 2 hours ago. But I did get a text message. We're good to go. And if y'all haven't been out to Augie's Sunset Cafe and Marina, it's a kind of a divey bar, but it's attached to a pier that goes out over Eagle Mountain Lake. If you're not familiar with it, it's on the south side of the lake, near just on the right-hand side of the east side of the dam out there. Cool little spot, great food, and definitely something you should check out with or without the Fort Worth Roots podcast. But Jaybirds will be there June 29th, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we're really glad to have the Jaybirds out there as part of this and hope you can make it out. Did I mention all of this is free? We're doing this to support local businesses and give our musicians another stage. And I already said that, but I said it again. But it's free to you. So come on out. Show your support. Help us keep this going. The Fort Worth Roots podcast wants to do this every year to continue to provide that stage and continue to highlight these local venues. So come out and have some fun. Late to the station at Panther Island Brewing. I was really excited about this one. We've worked with them kind of on the side a little bit here and there with other people or had them as a sponsor for other events. This is the first time we're going to be doing something on our own at Panther Island Brewing, and we're really excited about this one. It's just north of the Stockyards going towards downtown. Easy to find with your Google Maps. We will have Late to the Station at Panther Island Brewing July 20th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. You guys have never had this much notice with any event we've ever done, but we wanted to get this entire lineup out to you for the year so that you'd have plenty of time to coordinate and get it on your schedule. The spectacle at the Cicada. This one is probably going to change. I found out that there's a scheduling complication, so we will see what we got to do about this. Right now we had it on the schedule for August 4th, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Probably trying to get something worked out close to that date, but we got a while. That's not until August, so we'll figure that out, but we want to make sure that we accommodate the spectacle so that we can get them on stage for this music festival. And then all bands on stage at Pouring Glory, September 28th, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., and I realized reading this flyer a minute ago that I lopped off a very important detail. September 28th, if that, if the weather's not cooperating, if it's a triple-digit day, we're going to move it back. We're going to move it back to the following weekend, which is in October. Last year was crazy. It was triple digits, and we had vendors that were like, I'm sorry, I can't do this, and they packed up and they left, and I did not blame them. It was so hot. So anyway, not going to do that again. But yeah. Best I can do is offer you a free event to come hang out and show your support and make sure that the musicians get paid through the money that we bring in from our sponsors, our wonderful sponsors. And by the way, we do have advertising options available for this music series, and I was blown away to get an email from a local business today asking if they could be a part of it. I'm like, okay, that's probably a pretty good sign. So, but yeah, you know, I'm always talking about how we got to support these local businesses, but Fort Worth Roots also needs your support. And if it's in your marketing budget to jump on something like this, please contact me. You can text me at 817-988-1292. That's the Fort Worth Roots podcast number. I say text me because I sometimes screen the calls or I just don't answer them because it's supposed to be the voicemail line. So text me, 817-988-1292. And, of course, our email is media@fortworthroots.com. Woodpost Metalworks. Go to woodpostmetalworks.com. Offer code podcast 817 will get you 10% off at checkout. And if you're ever on the Yale and Meandering side of River Oaks, you can check out the really badass sign that they did for us on the front of the Fort Worth Roots podcast studio. It's cool. You can also go to social media and just... I say social media, so I don't have to say Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. But you can go to any of those and kind of thumb through there, and you'll find pictures and videos that I've taken of this sign. It's amazing, and they did it for us. Woodpostmetalworks.com. Hal Quacker Originals, halquacker.com. They offer a huge variety of unique and personalized gifts, also laser engraving to customize just about anything you can think of. Check them out, halquacker.com. That's H-O-U-K, walker.com. Roofing Solutions by Darren Halk. Get them at roofingsolutionshalk.com, 817-882-6520. Very highly rated. Do not take it from a podcaster. Go check it out yourself. It's incredible. If you know anything about the industry, it is hard to get a five-star rating in anything. But a roofer, With a 5-star rating? You kidding me? Pouring Glory, 1001 Bryan Avenue, Fort Worth, Texas, just off South Main Street, 935, one block north of Rosedale. Pouring Glory is a growler refilling station that serves craft beer and award-winning food with live music. And y'all have heard me say this several times in the past, because it's always true. But as soon as I get done recording today, I'm going over there and I'm getting one of those burgers, man. If you have not had their burgers yet, you don't know this, but it gets in your blood, and you get to where you crave them weekly, and you must go. You must get that burger. Pouring Glory, 1001 Bryan Avenue. Go check that out. McFly's Pub, 1980s Back to the Future themed bar with a very impressive outdoor area and fire pit. Hang out and bring some friends for pool, darts, cornhole, jumbo, Jenga, and... what's that say? Catch a love event. Yeah. Nothing's changing, folks. McFly's Pub is changing hands, but everything is supposed to stay the same. So go check out Tommy Luke, Tuesday nights, open mic night, and it is so much fun. And Tommy Luke and Dippy Dog, they put on an excellent show every Tuesday. McFly's Pub, 6104 LTJG, Barnett Road. And shout out to our new owners, Dan, I think is his name. I don't know. I shouldn't be saying that. We'll figure it out later. But we'd like to have him on the show. Cowtown Nutrition, located at 5430 River Oaks Boulevard. They offer a healthy alternative to that compulsory fast food craving. You can also load up on your favorite Herbalife products and learn about their fitness groups that they hold on location at Cowtown Nutrition. Check them out on Instagram at Cowtown_Nutrition. Wavy Digital, if you're an artist, a business owner, or anybody else that needs help with your social media presence, Wavy Digital. That's WAVVY, two Vs, _ digital. And she'll get you laced up, knows what she's doing. And for people like me and you, we need help like that. I can't always afford services that I need. I have to do everything myself. But listen, if you want your business to grow, you're going to have to get a professional to do some of these things. So go check that out. Wavy Digital. WAVVY Digital. All right. I think we got it all covered, guys. Hey, put together a lot of dates here. I know you can't make all of them. I wish you could. That'd be awesome. These are all on Saturday except for the Cicada. That one is on August 4th, and I believe that's a Sunday. Saturday, and we're doing them later. Last year, we were trying to do all of our events kind of early afternoon, get done before dark. We're learning from our mistakes. We're doing this a little later in the evening so that people can get off work and come out to them, because some people do work Saturdays. I'm one of those people. And that's also another reason we're pushing it back, because it's harder and harder these days for me to take Saturdays off. But it'll, I think, be good for everybody trying to get out there to go do something on a Saturday. And we're keeping them tight, you know, 6 to 9 and what's this one? 7 to 10, you know, smaller windows and doing them later so people can come out and enjoy it. But not wicked late, you know. I'm an old man. I got a bedtime. You probably do too. Live music festival, folks. If you got any questions about that, hit me up on Instant Messenger through Facebook or TikTok or Instagram, whatever. I'm very easy to reach. You can also leave us a voicemail, guys. We've opened up that phone line a long time ago, and we have probably in the last 3.5, almost 4 years, we've had maybe 5 or 6 people leave a voicemail. But we'd love to add that to the show. So anytime you've got something to tell me about, if you're a business, you got to be a sponsor. But if you're a musician and you want to tell us about something that's going on around town or a struggling artist, let us know. Give us a call, 817-988-1282, and we'd like to hear from our listeners. You guys, I know that I run into people all the time and tell me they listen every week. And I see the analytics, so I know you're not lying to me. Give me a call. Let me know what your favorite episode was, what you like about the show, what you'd like to see improved. We want to make Fort Worth Roots Podcast a community. It's not just supposed to be me talking to you. I'd love to hear back from you. 817-988-1292. If it's not in the show notes, I believe it's on the website. But it should be in the show notes. Absolutely. All right, I've talked myself silly. I am going to Pouring Glory to get myself a really delicious PG burger. Scott, if you're listening, thank you for the amazing burgers. All right, where is the button? Come on, I should have this down by now. Y'all have a wonderful week, and I will see you next Monday. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.